And welcome back to Ravens Report. Larry Rosen with Coach Caldwell for Game Plan Offense. We've heard about no Geno Atkins, no Leon Hall, no Terrence Newman. But yet still the sixth-ranked defense in all of football. It's not about who's not there for the Bengals. It's about who is.
And that's exactly right. And they are a very, very highly competitive group. They do a tremendous job against the run and the pass. They're long and they're athletic.
They like to have a lot of different Zimmer blitz combinations. They really took care of Minnesota last week. 0-for on third down. A lot of pressure. How do they do it?
Well, I tell you what, they do a tremendous job. And matter of fact, we've got a couple of examples that'll kind of give you an idea what happens, because every single time that you line up in terms of your different protection schemes, they'll find a way to try to outnumber you if they possibly can, get you to take on, sliding your protection one direction or another, and they are able to come in the opposite direction. And typically, they'll have a guy that'll come around the edge free. And here in this particular case, you can see they cause a sack fumble. Dunlap picks it up and runs it down to about the 4-yard line to give them an opportunity to go in and score.
Now, on that end zone view, it looks like that double A-gap blitz we hear all about, yet the pressure from outside.
Yes, and the double A-gap blitz obviously occupies your back in that situation there. And then once that happens on the outside, they try and make certain that they either get one-on-one across the board or they outnumber you.
You know, you've got to be good and you've got to be lucky in the personnel game. Vontaze Burfict, every team in football passed on because he had some issues in college, and yet he's put up almost a couple of hundred tackles and has played brilliant inside defense. What do you like about Burfict?
Well, you know, a very, very intense guy. Leads the league in tackles, but he's also, you can tell, he's an emotional leader for those guys. Malaluga obviously is playing extremely well, but Burfict is a guy that kind of sets the tone for them. You can see here, even in the pass rush game, he's a very, very capable pass rusher. He gets one-on-one on the back, and he's tough to handle in that respect.
They've only given up 8 passing touchdowns in 7 games at home. They've played wonderful defense at home. Very different home-road kind of a split. I don't know if that shows up on tape when you scout them, but they've been real tough at home.
Yeah, they certainly have been, and they're really good in the crucial areas. You know, obviously they give you a tough time when you get into third down situations, and also they keep you out of the end zone when you get in the red zone.
They've only allowed first downs on 22% of third downs at home all year. Back to you, Jerry.
Thank you, Larry. The Ravens' story on the field remains an unfolding episode, but off the field, the Ravens' story is one of incredible impact. This season, Ravens players took part in more than 300 community events, more than 50 holiday events alone. As an organization, the Ravens donated more than $30,000 worth of equipment to area teams. They funded 20 scholarships for Baltimore area students. And off the field, they got everybody busy. 14,000 Baltimore area kids took part in the NFL's Play 60 program, largely by the encouragement of Ravens players. That is a powerful role model.
Connections. That's what it's truly all about. And in 2013, the Ravens and this city and its people connected like at no other time. From the post-parade euphoria, where Jameel McClain led the thank you to Baltimore City Police with these state-of-the-art bikes, to the Ravens' First Lady, Ingrid Harbaugh, connecting with fellow wives at the Maryland Food Bank. But mostly, the Ravens connected this year with kids in a state of play. The NFL's Play 60 initiative to get kids up and playing for 60 minutes a day took on a higher calling. From skills with military families at the Aberdeen Proving Ground, Torrey Smith felt the feeling.
Anytime we have the chance to be around our military family, it means a little bit more. You know, they sacrificed for us. You know, we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for them, and they protect everything that we stand for. So it's awesome to, you know, even bring light to their families for a day.
To one-on-one in the Hispanic community as part of Hispanic Heritage Month. To smiling faces at the Federal Hill Prep School. As Chris Canny said, play was king.
We can't wait to get out there and play with you guys, but I wanted to make sure that you understand why we're here. That it's important for you guys to get out each and every day and play for at least 60 minutes.
So play they did. Stretching, running, skipping, football drills, and more. The message is kids need to play. And that's a goal everyone in purple and black can get behind. And as the holidays beckoned, the Ravens responded. Ray Rice, just one of more than a dozen Ravens who provided for the holidays, a gift of love and helping up.
This is truly the greatest time of the year. You know, I couldn't be thankful enough to have my teammates coming back, to be able to give back and, you know, give a nice, healthy, fortunate meal for Thanksgiving. it means the world to us, man. You know, a lot of us were not as fortunate growing up, so us being where we at to help out, you know, really means a lot.
From the Ronald McDonald House to the field of play, from rookies to Pro Bowlers, from the Ravens House to yours, a year of connections to savor forever.
And throughout the year, more than 1,500 community events benefited from the Ravens' participation. When we come back, we'll visit with Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta, and I promise you, he'll have a few holiday and football insights that you've just got to hear.